I'm joined in the studio right now with my friend Matteo Troncone. Hi, Matteo.
Good afternoon, Brigitte.
Oh, good afternoon to you. It's so lovely. We're here at Hotel Congress waving at people through the window. They're looking through the glass wondering what magic is transpiring. Matteo came in and he brought his guitar and we've been having a wonderful chat about l'arte arrangiarsi. Yes?
L'arte di arrangiarsi. Si.
L'arte di arrangiarsi.
Yeah.
And this is like a word that it means something very, very special, but we don't have like a particular English word for it, right? It's like a made up word for us.
Indeed. In fact, as far as I know, the Italians are the only culture that have a word for this art form, arrangiarsi. It's the art of overcoming an obstacle. It's the art of making something from nothing, the art of being resourceful.
And oh, that's pizza. So Tucson.
It's everywhere in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And pizza is a beautiful example of arrangiarsi.
Sure. You have a few simple ingredients, and you can put them together to make something really elegant.
Indeed. That's how pizza was started, was as a poor food, as a street food, and yeah, just flour and water. And now it's the most, I would say, the most beloved and ubiquitous food in the entire world.
Oh, yeah. The Ninja Turtles really like pizza a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of different variations, and there's so many different ways that you can personalize it or that you could make it happen based on what you have available, what resources you have available to you. So you could make all different kinds of pizzas.
And that is arrangiarsi itself. In fact, during my research, this film took me 8 years to complete. And,
wow.
And all of my research, and I went to Naples 9 times. One of the things that I discovered is that tomatoes, for instance, are originally from Central America, South America, Mexico, places like that. And they were brought over about 500 years ago. And they didn't know what to do with these tomatoes. And then when they started to make this thing called pizza,
mm-hmm.
about 400 years ago, they threw tomatoes on them and it became what it is now.
Wow, yeah, I can't even imagine pizza without tomatoes. And I heard you got to try some Mount Vesuvius tomatoes.
In the film, I filmed at a San Marzano tomato farm at the foothills of Mount Vesuvius, which has this really dark volcanic soil that contains
mm-hmm.
a tremendous amount of potassium. And that's one of the reasons why the tomatoes are so good. But to call it a true DOP, Destination of Origin Protected, it's DOP, tomato, that tomato can only be grown in, say, a 10-kilometer radius around the foothills of Mount Vesuvius. If it's not grown there, they can't legally call it DOP. It can't be certified San Marzano. You can call it a San Marzano, but, you know.
I love how there's all these, like, pizza laws. There's all these pizza rules, right? You were mentioning before something about the dough rising. It has to rise a minimum of 6 hours or something?
By law in Naples, 8 to 10 hours, a minimum 8. And then when it goes into the oven, it cannot be cooked more than 90 seconds. Most
wow.
pizzas are cooked about a minute. And the oven temperature has to be about 900 degrees to do this. And there's a very specific reason why they want a hot oven and they want the pizza to cook that quickly. Because there's a chemical reaction with the oxygen in the dough. If the dough has had a good rising, once it hits a very hot oven, it just explodes.
Oh, wow.
But if you have like an oven that's 300 or 400 degrees, or an electric oven, for instance, that could never get that hot, you're going to have to bake the thing for about 10 minutes and your pizza will become a crack or a biscuit. It'll be all dried out and it'll
mm-hmm.
be kind of lifeless, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's not legit.
Well, you know, I mean, pizza is pizza. It's there to enjoy,
sure.
You know, and I happen to be partial to Neapolitan pizza. I've never had anything like that in my entire life. In Naples, it's like another universe.
Yeah, I mean, when you have like really, really good, you really care about all the different ingredients that go into your pizza, it makes a big difference. And this is a lot like life. You know, you think about the different things that you let into your life and the quality of them, you know, right? Like most olive oil is lame.
Really? You know about this?
No, but you told me about it.
It's true. 82% of all olive oil worldwide is actually lamp oil.
Yes.
Meaning that it's been deodorized, injected with artificial color and artificial flavoring. So 82% of all, like in supermarkets, I won't name any names,
right.
but at major supermarkets, at least 80% of that olive oil is absolutely rubbish. There's no medicinal value whatsoever.
You heard it here first.
There's no reason to ever filter your olive oil. The only reason why they're filtering it is because they're not harvesting the olives. It's too labor and time intensive to do that. So what these agribusinesses do, primarily in Australia, Spain, Tunisia, and Morocco, what they do is they actually let the olives overripe and they fall off the tree on the ground. And they're rotten on the ground and they become rancid. Then they have this big machine that vacuum cleans the soil.
Wow.
So in the olives, there's dirt, there's insects, the oil is rancid. And so then they have to deodorize the oil and chemically refine it to make it fit for human consumption. And that is actually 82% of all olive oil in the world. Big name brands, forget about it.
So when you taste like really, ooh, there's some interesting things happening out
yeah,
there.
Local motion.
When you taste really, really good olive oil, like there's a difference there.
A very big difference. A good olive oil, as I mentioned, should never be filtered. It should, if it's fresh, and it primarily is fresh fruit juice, olive is fruit, it should be bitter, spicy, peppery. It should have this thing in the back of the throat where you're like, like that. And that is actually...
That's the ideal response.
It is. But these are the tannins and the tocopherol that's in the medicinal olive oil. And these have anti-inflammatory properties, very similar to Motrin and things like that, ibuprofen.
So it's pretty clear you love pizza. And you started making this film because you wanted to make a film about pizza. And then you kind of like started getting more into this idea of like how encompassing that was in your life and what you were doing. Could you tell me a little bit about how the film kind of morphed once you went to Italy?
Yeah, indeed. I originally, when I had the pizza in Naples, it was like, no, like God was speaking to me.
It's an epiphany.
It was a complete epiphany. Like I said, it's another universe there. And I, how do they do this?
It's the olive oil, probably.
The olive oil, the tomatoes, certainly the buffalo mozzarella. And in my film, I filmed at Italy's only organic buffalo mozzarella farm.
Yeah, that sounds like a really hard to get ingredient.
In the States, it's kind of hard. There are a couple places actually in California, in Northern California, where I live, that are actually making it. They have some girls that are, some buffalo girls that are there. Yeah, they're very, very cute.
Anyway, so you go to make a movie about pizza, then what happens?
And then, I had a free ticket, and this is all explained in the film. I had a free ticket to go to Napoli, and I start to make a movie about pizza. And then I noticed that I started filming all these other crazy things in Naples. Naples is such a unique and special and vibrant and alive, sexy, dirty, kind of gritty place.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine from the north of Italy in Trieste, she came down to visit me while I was there. And she looked at my footage and she said, "You are not making a film just about pizza. You're making a film about Arangiarsi."
Arangiarsi.
And then I realized, since I was living in my van, my camper van, at that point, and I ended up living in my van for 5 years to finish this film, I realized that I was actually living Arangiarsi. I was living the film. Mm-hmm. And it became the story that connects all the other themes in the film. There's Arangiarsi, there's Naples, which is a very unique place. It's been invaded by everyone, including the northern Italians, to unify Italy. And then my own personal story. And I initially, to be honest with you, I didn't want to put myself in the film for some time, but then I realized I had to sacrifice myself and put my own story in it, because it's the most intimate example of Arangiarsi.
Exactly. I'm glad you did that, because I love that. I love it when that happens, when you can kind of like, the viewer has more of a connection to you because you're there. You're on screen.
Indeed. Yes. That was something that, again, that I didn't want to do for quite some time, but then I realized I really had to do that, because I was living it to such an example.
Yeah.
I rebuilt my transmission because I didn't have the money to fix it, and I was living in my van, so that's in the film. There's just one example of Arangiarsi after another. I lived in a tent in Napoli to make the film. The theme of the film is that there's always a way.
Exactly. So when something happens and you feel like, oh, no, I don't have anything, I can't do anything, I have nothing of value, you look around and it's like, actually, there's a whole world out there of possibilities. There's a whole world of things that you could do that could that are possible. It's possible. Anything is possible. And I love the message of your film. I love it. There's going to be a screening at the Loft tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Loft. Yes. Well, that's Arizona premiere, actually.
And you brought your guitar today. Are you going to be playing your guitar at the Loft?
I do. The screenings that I do, instead of playing violent trailers with car chases and explosions and, you know, like in a world driven by fear and greed, you know, that
edge of the seat.
Those trailers. I usually start the evening off with a song or two, and those songs, there are two songs that I've written that are actually in the film. So it's kind of a nice way of opening the film up to the community, and then we come back after screening the film and we do a Q&A and until I'm ready to drop, you know.
Right. Well, Aaron DRC is basically winging it. It's improvising. It's taking matters into your own hands and saying, I'm going to do something, right?
That's exactly right. When you arrange yourself, it's a reflexive verb in Italian. You'd say mi arrangio, I arrange myself. You immediately, you're out of a victim mentality. You're not, and you realize that, you know, nothing happens to me. It happens for me. And when you're arranging, there's always a way to get out of your situation, and there's always a way, in this case, to make a film. I had, for instance, I've made this film with $1,000 camcorder.
Wow.
The entire film. I did the entire film myself, editing, photography, narration, producing, writing, the whole thing. And you realize that there are so many resources, as you said, outside of yourself, but also perhaps the most precious resource is your internal guidance and your internal resource.
Yeah. Yeah. The voice that says, anything's possible. It could happen.
Well, you know, it's your calling. Right? Your calling will keep calling until you answer the call, right? You know.
Oh, I love that. That's a good one. I'm writing that down.
Thanks. All right.
Yeah, a quote from Matteo Troncone.
That's a freebie there.
Matteo, thank you so much for coming to the studio today.
It's my pleasure.
I hope you'll stick around for a little while and play another song.
I'd love to.
Awesome.
I'd love to play a song that's in the film.
Oh, that's what we'll do. But first, we're going to hear from Dean Martin. Because, you know, you can't not.
Bravissima.
It's pretty obvious. Here comes. Thank you.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella. When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. dream. But you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. Gonna do what I love, don't care what they say. I've been jumping in leaves on a clear autumn day. The hardest thing you know is to be yourself in a world that's trying to turn you to everyone else. Oh, hear the voice call. Oh, feel the voice within. To be loved by the wind. Gonna let the wind love me right down to the bone. Everyone is searching so far away from home. Gonna run the wild waves, gonna sing to the stars. No use in fighting it, you are what you are. Oh, 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 hear the voice call. Oh, oh, oh. Feel the voice within. To be loved by the wind. And don't get yourself into distraction. Zephyrs will blow you to right action. For all you late bloomers, don't give it a care. Flowers open when it's time, no need to compare. Gonna strip it down naked, make the river my bed. Water flows as spirit till the day that I'm dead. And then so. Oh, 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 hear the voice call. Oh, 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 feel the voice within. To be loved by the wind. Ah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matteo Tronconi at KXCI Congress Street Studio. Thank you so much, Matteo, for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Great to be back in Tucson. Thank you.
Matteo is going to be at the Loft tomorrow at 4 p.m. for a screening of Aranjarsi.
Aranjarsi.
Aranjarsi.